USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In Switzerland, on the second leg after Germany of a four-nation tour of Europe, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is both trying to calm nerves and stress that the U.S. will defend itself while raising pressure on Iran with economic sanctions. On the topic of China, Pompeo urged Switzerland to be cautious over the security implications of its trading with Chinese companies.
The United States welcomes China's participation in the global economy as long as it plays by the rules. But we encourage our Swiss friends and partners to recognize that the security risks associated with many of China's economic activities.
Meanwhile, China's defense minister is commenting on the U.S.-China trade war through a translator. He says they'll follow the U.S. lead.
As for the recent trade friction started by the U.S., if the U.S. wants to talk, we will keep the door open. If they want to fight, we will fight until the end.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Following the mass shooting in Virginia, politicians are speaking out about possible solutions to gun violence. On CNN's State of the Union, Senator Cory Booker, a Democratic candidate for president, had this to say.
We know that everything from licensing, like that Connecticut did, dropped gun violence in their state by 40%, suicides by 15%. We know that there are communities like Oakland that did things by treating gun violence like a public health problem, and by investing in communities, empowering them, they were able to lower gun violence.
President Donald Trump issued tweets today calling Mexico an abuser of the United States, exporting illegal immigrants and drugs to the U.S. for decades. He warns that if Mexico doesn't do more to stop the invasion of the southern border, his newly imposed tariffs on goods would force companies based in Mexico to be brought back to the U.S. An out-of-control cruise ship slams into a tourist boat at a dock in Venice, Italy. The operator says the vessel experienced a technical issue while heading towards the terminal for mooring. At least four people were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The issue of statehood for Washington, D.C. is back again. USA Radio Network's Winnie King has the story.
For the first time in 26 years, the House will hold a hearing on statehood for the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton made the announcement via tweet, saying the July 24th hearing is what she termed a monumental step forward for equality and self-government for D.C. Norton has introduced D.C.'s statehood bill several times, most recently in January, when the bill had a record-high 205 co-sponsors. Republicans have consistently opposed making the nation's capital the 51st state. D.C. is home to a high percentage of registered Democrats.
Residents in North Little Rock, Arkansas, are being evacuated from their homes due to expected flooding from a broken levee. Resident Kiswana Phillips says they don't want to take any chances.
We've been packing for the last few days, so today, after they put the actual evacuation letter out, we just decided to get the U-Haul.
The Arkansas River finally dropped below 40 feet at the Fort Smith Van Buren gauge this morning, dropping at a pace of a half inch per hour. The pace may quicken the next few days. The region is being plagued by a number of floods in Illinois. Residents near rivers were told to prepare for potential evacuations. A mandatory evacuation order was issued to residents in Howard County, Missouri, along the Missouri River. And the flooding has been worrisome for Midwestern farmers, as shipping along the Mississippi River has been halted, and they're left with soggy fields and crops. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.